I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D. Pure Talk, the cell phone service my family relies on, is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. As you plan your summer travel, make sure your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Unlimited talk, text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Go to puretalk.com/clay and make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/clay, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Switch to Pure Talk so you can have more money to travel with this summer.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. Friday edition, rolling you into the weekend. Buck has already started his weekend. He'll be back with me on Monday as we break down what will doubtlessly be a really interesting weekend of activities as we wait to see whether the warrant is going to come out. We talked a great deal. This is why I'd encourage you to go subscribe to the podcast. I know how busy everybody is. Can't necessarily listen every day to the entire show, although I will point out that Buck and mine's parents both listen, so hello to them. They're there all the time, as you would hope mom and dad would be. But I know everybody's busy, so you can search out my name, Clay Travis. You can search out Buck Sexton's name. Boom, go subscribe. You can go give us 5 stars. You can also go find us pretty much anywhere on social, and the place that is the overall flagship of the show is clayandbuck.com, where you can find updates on pretty much everything going on there. Reminder, next week, Buck and I will be out in Salt Lake City. We're excited to go to a lot of different cities in the weeks and months ahead, especially cities where we are number one in that marketplace. So thank you to everybody listening in the Salt Lake City area, and we're excited to be out with you next week on Thursday and Friday in person there to be doing the show. And also, the next month, we're going to be down in Austin, Texas. We are number one right now in Austin, in Houston, and in San Antonio, killing it all over the state of Texas. So we'll be in Austin for that Alabama-Texas game. And by the way, here's an easy analogy for you, too. If you're wondering why I think Merrick Garland should have to recuse himself, I laid out all of that strategy. If you're a sports fan, the concept of Merrick Garland investigating Donald Trump is like Alabama investigating Auburn for wrongdoing in sports. Or it is like the Boston Red Sox investigating the New York Yankees to see whether or not they violated Major League Baseball rules. Whatever the biggest rivalry is in your part of the country, we're going to be in Salt Lake City next week. It's like Utah investigating BYU to see whether or not they might have cheated in sports. You can't allow the top rival to investigate the other person and have the authority to try to keep them from being able to compete on a level playing field. That really sums it up well. If people out there are like, I don't really get into politics. I don't really care what Merrick Garland's doing. I don't care about his investigation of Donald Trump. Okay, do you think the Chicago Bears should be able to investigate the Green Bay Packers? Does that seem fair to you? Should we allow Ohio State to investigate Michigan? And we're number one in Columbus, by the way. A lot of Buckeye fans are like, I love that idea. Well, would you love that idea if Michigan also got to investigate you? Probably not so much. So that's basically what's going on here. And the fact that it's being allowed to exist and continue, that to me was the biggest news that came out of Merrick Garland's 40-minute delayed press conference yesterday, was that he has personally approved this warrant and this investigation that's going on right now into Donald Trump. And they're desperate to try to get him and, frankly, take him out of the political process before we get to the official start of 2024. Because Joe Biden's the least popular president in the history of our country. The numbers that he is posting right now, even with the bias that exists typically in the polling numbers themselves. And so all I would say is just open up your eyes here and also talk to reasonable people around you and say, you can be a Democrat, Republican, independent. Does it make sense that you should allow hated rivals to basically be investigating each other? Imagine the wails of dismay that would have gone up if Donald Trump had ordered an investigation, if his attorney general had ordered an investigation of Hunter Biden or Joe Biden's houses. People would have said, I mean, you would have seen probably protests in the streets because they would have said, oh, this is Donald Trump officially becoming a dictator. Everything they told you about Donald Trump and his family, Joe Biden and his family actually are that. They're authoritarians. They want to be in complete control. And they will do whatever they can using that power to dominate anyone who disagrees with them. Which brings me to the CDC. Another part of Joe Biden's government that has been an abject failure. I saw Anthony Fauci give an interview in Seattle, I believe it was, where he said that they're calling it the Fauci effect. All these kids are going to med school now because of Dr. Fauci and what he represents. And I was watching that and I was thinking to myself, I wish I could quiz every doctor that I have for the rest of my life and say, do you think Dr. Fauci did a good job? And if the answer is yes, I don't want that doctor because you're not smart enough to handle any issues that I have, right? Thankfully, I haven't had to go to the doctor in a long time. But when I have to go to the doctor again, I just say, hey, do you think Fauci did a good job? And the response is, I think he did a phenomenal job. I think we should be wearing 8 masks. I think that Dr. Fauci is the greatest medical practitioner, advisor in the history of our nation. I don't ever want to be receiving medical advice from that doctor ever. I would be like, all right, I want to walk right out. So the CDC, for 2.5 years, has just been making up things as they went along. And then yesterday, they just decide, hey, we're going to put out some new guidance. Now, I understand a lot of you out there are like me, and you're like Buck, and you have long since sworn off paying attention to CDC guidance. But it is kind of amazing what the CDC said in this newest updated guidance. Here is what some bullet points of what they said in their new guidance. Those exposed to the virus are no longer required to quarantine. Hold on. You told me if I was exposed to the virus, I was supposed to go sit in my house for 2 weeks. Now you're saying, hey, you know what? Quarantines aren't necessary. This is the key. Unvaccinated people now have the same guidance as vaccinated people. This is crazy. For the last year and a half, you've been telling me if I didn't get the COVID shot, I was going to die. And that we were going to have a winter of death and that this was only a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And now the CDC, in their own guidance, has come out and said unvaccinated people have the same guidance as vaccinated people. Remember kids in schools? They can stay in class after being exposed to the virus. Remember when you were called anti-science? If you said, I don't know that my kids need to go home for 2 weeks if somebody who sits at the same lunch table as them got COVID. I don't know if in the classroom somebody who sits at another desk got COVID, that my kids need to, sitting close to that boy or girl, have to leave. that you got lectured. How dare you be so anti-science? Well, now there's no moving kids out when they get exposed to the virus. And it's kind of a big deal. Remember when you used to say, hey, why are we testing people without symptoms? People be like, you don't care about my grandma, bro. You don't care if my grandma dies. That's on you. Now it's no longer recommended to screen those without symptoms. So remember when they got mad at Trump for saying, I think we're testing too much. You know, if you feel fine, why are you getting tested? Everything that we have said on this program and that Buck and I have said publicly for over 2 years now, the CDC has finally agreed with. Remember when they were saying, oh, the Great Barrington Declaration? Remember all those brave scientists and doctors who were actually willing to swim against the tide of mass opinion and say that much of what the CDC was recommending was nonsense? I mean, remember, don't forget, the CDC said you couldn't go within 6 feet of someone else. That was totally made up. They put tape on the floors and told you you could only walk down one side of a grocery store. They made circles in parks and told you you had to stand inside of them outdoors. They arrested a man on a paddleboard out in the open ocean. They filled in outdoor skate parks so kids wouldn't skateboard. They took the rims off of basketball goals so kids wouldn't play basketball. They took crime scene tape and they put it around playgrounds so your kids wouldn't swing on the swing set outdoors. They did that everywhere. They did it in my neighborhood. I live in the Nashville area, Williamson County, Tennessee. It's like the heartbeat of the Republican Party. In my neighborhood, yellow crime scene tape, like we had just had a mass murder on the playground. They might as well have just chalked out some dead bodies inside to let us know how the danger was going. My kids couldn't get on the jungle gym. That's what they did to us. And now the CDC is just saying, our bad, all that was wrong. Joe Biden, if the Supreme Court hadn't stood up to him, was going to mandate that anybody who was an employee in the entire nation had to get a COVID shot that didn't work. And tons of people, I'm not even sure we know the total number, lost their jobs because they looked at all the data and said, I already had COVID. I don't think this COVID shot makes sense. Or I'm young and healthy. I just ran 8 miles today in the military. I think I can handle a sniffle. I don't think it makes sense for me to get COVID shots. They fired all these people. Republicans in the House and the Senate and your staffs who are listening right now, don't let anyone forget about this. You need to be running in the midterms on the promise that the first vote you will have when you get back in the House and in the Senate is to demand that everyone who lost their job over the COVID shot gets that job back with back pay. And the second vote you should have is to rescind the 87,000 IRS agents that Joe Biden's party just added to the federal bureaucracy. But the first one needs to be, now that there's no difference between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, according to the CDC, how can you justify anyone ever having lost their jobs over this at all? It is pure nonsense, and I'm not letting it go. And I know Buck's not letting it go. But some of your politicians out there, sometimes they need reminding about what the big issues are. And if you're forgetting, they put crime scene tape around our playgrounds, and and said that was normal. And they're trying to get away with no punishment whatsoever for violating the number one rule that every politician has to survive. And that is this: are you decent at making decisions? Every single Democrat in this country, every mayor, every governor, every senator, they had the same data that we all saw, and they failed the most important choice of this generation when it came to COVID. And now the CDC is just saying, yeah, you guys were right. We'll talk about this more. I'm still super fired up about it. But I want to tell you, early this morning, a law enforcement officer was shot and killed in Wake County, North Carolina. This is someone's husband and father who's not coming home tonight. It's also why Tunnel to Towers Foundation exists, to help the families of America's greatest heroes. Heroes like another officer, Familia of the NYPD. She couldn't wait to join the force to protect her community, proudly wore her uniform, and like the officer this morning, Familia was shot in the line of duty solely because she was wearing that uniform. She survived by three kids. Her oldest, Genesis, was 20 at the time of the murder. She became the sole guardian and provider for her twin siblings, Peter and Delilah, who were 12 years old. Thanks to your generosity, Tunnel to Towers gave her kids a mortgage-free home. For some families, the foundation brings the comfort of knowing they can stay in the home where they made memories with their fallen loved ones. For others, the foundation enables new memories to be cherished forever. Join Buck and I in donating just $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. I find this almost impossible to believe, but Matthew in Florida, you're calling in, said you were arrested for surfing without a mask in San Diego. I guess maybe Matthew's not there. All right. Well, what I was told was Matthew in Florida said he was arrested for surfing without a mask. So I guess he has already fled. But one person who continues to tell us all sorts of ridiculous lies is our friend Elizabeth Warren, a.k.a. Pocahontas herself. Elizabeth Warren is a part of a Politico article, which is interesting in and of itself that there would be this article coming out right now. But this is that the tease for this new Elizabeth Warren Politico article. And it says, on the plane to New Hampshire, the night of the Iowa caucuses, Warren said, Elizabeth Warren, a.k.a. Pocahontas, a.k.a. Miss One, what was it, one out of 1,024th was what her DNA, one of the all-time moments when you could point to everybody being in the bag for Democrats was when Elizabeth Warren came out and said, see, I really am a Native American, and she got her own DNA analyzed, and it showed that she was 1,024th Native American. That is a, you know, 1 in 1,000, basically, percentage, clearly, of her overall DNA. And people said, oh, what a huge win this is for Elizabeth Warren to prove once and for all that she is Native American. And then other people were like, actually, every white person in the United States, on average, has at least that much Native American DNA as a part of their DNA code. But Elizabeth Warren, a.k.a. Pocahontas herself, said, on the night of the Iowa caucuses, this is a direct quote, everyone comes up to me and says, I would vote for you if you had a penis. First of all, that is 1,000,000,000% false. I bet there has not ever been anyone who has ever come up to Elizabeth Warren and said, I would vote for you if you had a penis. But it's awfully sexist of the Democrat voters if that is the case, right? Because they're saying the only reason they didn't vote for her is because she didn't get a penis. So maybe Elizabeth Warren needs to think about some surgery, going in under the knife, becoming transgender, change your name to something else masculine. Boom, she'd be the next candidate for president for the Democrat Party. That seems to be the only solution to that lie that she is spreading and the awful sexism that exists right now in the Democrat Party. I want to tell you about GetRefunds.com. You can get hooked up right now. If you made it through COVID and you have at least 5 employees, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. We've got a bunch of lawyers who will help you out on this. No cost for you. Not a loan, not a payback either. All you have to do is go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, answer a few questions. That payroll tax refund only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. No risk, high reward. That is GetRefunds.com. Go there today, GetRefunds.com. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. A bit of breaking news, Julie. I don't even know if you have seen this. The Wall Street Journal in the last 5 minutes or so, 10 minutes or so, has a story up that says the FBI recovered 11 sets of classified documents in their Trump search, inventory shows. And I'm reading directly from this article. I want you guys to be aware of it because I told you I would update you as this info came down. The FBI took around 20 boxes of items, binders of photos, a handwritten note, and the executive grant of clemency for Mr. Trump's ally Roger Stone, a list of items removed from the property show. Also included in the list was information about the president of France, according to the 3-page list. The list is contained in a 7-page document, also includes the warrant to search the premises granted by a federal magistrate judge in Florida. And Trump people are already saying that the president, who does have the authority to do so, had already declassified all of these documents that have been seized by the FBI. Julie, you came on with us, I think, a couple of weeks ago and said you were virtually certain that the federal government was going to charge Donald Trump with a crime. Are you even more certain in the wake of the raid on Mar-a-Lago?
Oh, I am for sure. But can I ask you to clarify? So they did not confiscate the nuclear codes from Mar-a-Lago that Trump absconded with? Is that...
To be fair, the nuclear codes are not mentioned in the Wall Street Journal article here. Now, I will say there is some suggestion that some of these documents were marked top secret, but there is no reference to the nuclear codes, which, of course, was what or nuclear documents, which is what was referenced in the Wall Street Journal story that came out last night.
Right. So this is obviously an interesting development. As Kash Patel has pointed out numerous times, the president has the authority to declassify anything at any time before he leaves office. If that is the most explosive material that they have confiscated, it doesn't certainly sound like anything that would threaten the nation's security or even rise to the level of a serious crime. So this drip of information certainly is interesting how it's being pieced together. But I don't think if that's it, and it's not something more explosive, this is going to justify what Merrick Garland's DOJ and Christopher Wray's FBI did on Monday.
Yeah, and by the way, Julie, the article says that there were also agents collected top secret documents, three sets of secret documents, and three sets of confidential documents. Now, I was actually texting with Buck last night, and he was saying, and I think this is going to become true too, they're going to say, well, this is so top secret, we can't even tell you what we took, right? They're going to redact whatever information is out there and argue, oh my goodness, this is so top secret, we can't even tell you what he had inside of his home, right? Now, that would be difficult to prosecute because at some point they would have to share those top secret documents in order to prove a crime. But just FYI, you didn't know. I mean, that's news that just came down in the last 10 minutes. Shifting gears here, you are covering this Michigan Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping case, and your tweets about it today have been fascinating to reflect for people out there, refresh for people out there. They initially charged, correct me if I'm wrong, Julie, four defendants. Two of those defendants were acquitted in the initial trial, and now they are charging the two men who got they couldn't reach a result. They had a mistrial, I think. They're now trying them again. What are you seeing? Am I correct in the legal disposition there of what exactly is going on?
There were actually six men charged with conspiring to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer. Two of those men have pleaded guilty. They are cooperating with the government. They testified during the April trial, and they will testify again for the government. But yes, you are correct. Two men were acquitted. The other two men, Adam Fox, the alleged ringleader who lives in a basement of a vacuum repair shop in a Grand Rapids strip mall, the alleged ringleader, and another man, Barry Croft, are on a second trial now this week. And even though I covered most of the first trial, the things I'm learning in this trial, this new trial, what the FBI is talking about, this, I call it, fednapping hoax. What this FBI did, and just, you know, the contrast, Clay, between what's coming out at this trial, what the FBI did, and the admonishments by the FBI not to criticize the agency and the assurances that they are a legit, you know, that they are a legit bureau and not working as an enforcement arm of the Democratic Party. These two things are colliding in real time. So, yes, I have several tweets up at Julie_Kelly, too. People want to check out. I call it my general hospital because you really could not make up this drama that the FBI put together in 2020 to interfere in the presidential election.
Yeah, and Julie, the idea that the FBI is above reproach, above criticism, when you read what you are reporting is occurring inside of this courtroom, I mean, this is scandalous failure, misbehavior, and just flat out filled with dishonesty that the FBI was involved in here.
Well, exactly right. And what came out today is you had informants who were breaking protocol, breaking basically FBI procedures by, number one, a female informant sleeping in the same hotel bed Asbury Cross, the now defendant, also getting high with him, which of course is against FBI protocol. There were other informants who got high with these targets. The FBI says, well, we have to let them play along, but it's a clear violation, as one FBI agent confessed today. These informants are not supposed to be doing this. And then you had more, you had the FBI run undercover agents into this operation as this group was starting to splinter. But this was completely manufactured by the FBI. They concocted a fake militia group and lured people into it. They created a Facebook page to lure people into that and then surveil their online activity. They created encrypted chats. Like, this is everything that people on our side suspect about the FBI, especially now related to January 6th, is coming out once again, and even in more some more detail in this new trial. I think the government is really going to regret retrying these two men, especially in a place like Western Michigan, which is deep Trump country, and with the backdrop of the Mar-a-Lago raid on Monday, you know, looming very large in this trial.
No doubt. We have a monster audience in Western Michigan that has been paying a lot of attention to this. I was just up in Michigan all of last week. Hopefully, Tudor Dixon is going to be able to beat Gretchen Whitmer. But what percentage of the stories, Julie, based on covering these trials in the media, is actually been true in your experience now that you're seeing what has to be said under oath compared to sort of the feverish nature with which this Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping plot story was covered in the mainstream media?
Absolutely zero. None of it was true. In fact, an FBI agent today admitted, as a defense attorney directly asked him, did you ever have any evidence this was a white supremacist group? And he said, no, I did not. Now, I'm sure you'll recall all the headlines as people were voting in October 2020 when this whole caper, this shocking kidnap assassination plot was revealed, that this was it. It was a white supremacist, right-wing militia taking its orders from Donald Trump to try to assassinate and assassinate not just Gretchen Whitmer, but Ralph Northam, too. That was another part of the FBI's operation. They tried to entrap another man in Virginia to do the very same thing there that they were doing in Michigan. So none of it is true, which, Clay, is why the media is completely ignoring. They ignored the April trial. They're definitely ignoring this one.
I mean, Julie,
reporting on it.
Unfortunately, there are still a ton of people who are being held for January 6th crimes in solitary. Every time we have you on, I want to give you an opportunity to share the website where people can donate for these political prisoners, and I think it's fair to call it, to be able to get the best legal representation that they can. I have donated to your group. How can other people help these political prisoners who don't have access to strong attorneys to help them?
And Clay, thank you for donating to that group. It was formed by the adoptive aunt of one of these detainees, and I promote it whenever I can. So it's patriotfreedomproject.com, helping to pay for good lawyers and, most importantly, financially support these families who are being completely bankrupted and destroyed by this abusive, vengeful prosecution out of Merrick Garland's Department of Justice.
Julie, thanks so much. And by the way, you mentioned Kash Patel. He's going to be on with us on this show Monday because he's been saying for a long time, even prior to this FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago, that this story was, pardon the pun, trumped up because these documents had been declassified already by Trump as a part of his presidential ability to do so.
And this is just part of the optics, Clay, going back to what we just said, part of the optics of trying to build a public case to justify eventual criminal charges against Donald Trump. This is part of their spin. Regardless of what they found, what it's labeled as, this is to influence the public.
No doubt. Julie, appreciate the good work. Follow Julie on Twitter. And again, donate to that cause. We will hopefully talk to you again soon.
I hope so. Have a great weekend, Clay. Thanks.
Same to you. If your job requires physical effort every day, you're sore at the end of that shift, that's the kind of soreness that can stay with you all day long, every waking hour. And if you're trying to have a solution for chronic everyday pain that you feel, I've got one, Relief Factor. Created by doctors, perfected by over 15 years of scientific research, Relief Factor has been a solution for hundreds of thousands of Americans. In several weeks, you'll know if Relief Factor is going to work for you or not. And in fact, for 70% of people, it does. Why not join the more than 500,000 people? Order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com. You can also call 800-4-RELIEF. $19.95, 3-week quick start developed specifically for you. Go to relieffactor.com or you can call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Pure Talk, the cell phone company we both rely on, is further investing in their customers without charging an extra penny. Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries.
That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, but now they're giving you coverage in more than 50 countries too.
Unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. You keep your phone number and your phone unless you want to get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Up to you.
Go to puretalk.com/clay and make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/clay, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Switch to Pure Talk so you can have more money to travel with this summer.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. At the top of the next hour, I'll break down the news you just heard me discussing with Julie Kelly, Wall Street Journal report about exactly what might have been seized inside of Mar-a-Lago during the FBI's raid and what that significance might be, and give you greater context there. Just so you know, we're also scheduled to be joined by Dr. Oz at 2:30 Eastern in the next hour. He is a Senate candidate from Pennsylvania who is up in a major battle with John Fetterman. We will be ready for that with you. So that's final hour of the week. Buck, of course, out today. Be back with me on Monday. So we talked about the CDC suddenly coming around and saying, oh, by the way, COVID is not that big of a threat anymore. Vaccinated versus unvaccinated, there's no difference in treatment there. Essentially, the CDC's new recommendation is what Buck and I have been telling you for a couple of years now, which is COVID's not going away, and we have to get back to normal. Speaking of that, however, Novak Djokovic is not allowed right now to enter the United States and play in the U.S. Open. Some of you out there who are tennis fans will remember this story, but I think that Djokovic deserves a great deal of credit because he's had COVID a couple of times, just like me, and like me, he's decided not to get the COVID shot. And despite the fact that the CDC is now saying there's no difference between COVID-shotted and un-COVID-shotted, and I'm saying COVID shots because it's not really a vaccine because you can still get it, saying there's no real difference there, how in the world can the United States justify not letting Novak Djokovic play in the U.S. Open tennis tournament, which starts in New York in a couple of weeks? I think the answer is they can't. In fact, it's indefensible. And if you wonder how indefensible it is, right now on the southern border, there are thousands of people today that will stream into Texas, that will stream into Arizona, all down along our border. And guess what? When they cross our southern border, they will not be required to take a COVID shot at all. And many of those people will be allowed to enter into our country. So maybe what Novak Djokovic needs to do is just head down to our southern border, get his backpack, put a couple of tennis rackets in the backpack, and wade across the Rio Grande and come right up through the southern border, where there's a very good chance that he could be let into the country without needing to have a COVID shot or even being asked about his COVID shot. Because right now, if he flies over here from Europe, he's not allowed to enter the country because he's not a citizen and he hasn't gotten the COVID shot. Well, now that our own CDC is saying the COVID shot doesn't matter at all, how can we justify that a guy like Djokovic can't play in the U.S. Open? In larger context, how can we justify that anybody has ever lost their job over the COVID shot? We need a major platform of the Republican Party for this midterm election that everybody should sign on to in the House and everybody should sign on to in the Senate. And I'm going to ask Dr. Oz about this because he's actually a medical doctor. How in the world can we justify anyone who lost their job because of a refusal to get the COVID shot, now that we know the COVID shot effectively doesn't work and the CDC itself is acknowledging that there's no difference between vaccinated and unvaccinated? Again, the vaccine doesn't work. But I'd also ask, maybe they could take it a step further. If Republicans take back the House and the Senate and pass a bill that ends all, and I mean all, of the limitations on being sued that Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson and all these drug companies got. And or a force, as a part of this bill, Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson to give back all the profits they've made for a COVID shot that didn't work. How about you give all that money back and we use it to give back pay to all the people who got fired because they refused to get your COVID shot? These companies made tens of billions of dollars for COVID shots that don't work, by and large. Certainly don't do what you were told when you were mandated to have to go get them. Why in the world should they get to keep those tens of billions of dollars in profits? Let's give them to the people that actually lost their jobs for having the courage not to get those COVID shots, and let's open up the country and stop requiring people to get the COVID shot to enter. Let people like Novak Djokovic be able to actually play in the U.S. Open. Let's end this charade once and for all. When we come back, I will give you the absolute latest on the raid of Mar-a-Lago by the FBI, the breaking news from the Wall Street Journal, what was uncovered, all of that coming your way next. I appreciate all of you spending your Friday with us here on Clay and Buck.
Have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. These are our first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country, or those who die in the line of duty or are severely injured, and our veterans who fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless.
Heroes like Buffalo firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero.
Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young kids, severely injured service members, and homeless veterans.
Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.